that Rabbeinu Tam and the Balei HaTosfos were pretty much Eish Lahava against what they referred to as the Minhag Shtos. Ilan, what were they talking about?
Having nine adults and one person with the Sefer Torah.
Right. V'chiyaron Gavrahu. Right. V'chi Sefer Torah Gavrahu. Right. They thought it was ridiculous, but I pointed out that the Gdolim, Gdolei HaPoskim of previous Dor, B'Shas HaTchak, did make certain allowances, and we actually came up with a certain Savara. It's kind of ironic to be Mechalik between Zimun and, you know, the need for Asara, and, you know, how flexible we'd be based on the principle of Vinikdashti B'soch B'nai Yisrael. So if that's really the idea, so you might be more flexible, for Asara than you would be for Shlosha, which seems counterintuitive, but especially for Dvarim Shebikdusha. So Amr of Yehuda Breder of Shmuel Bar Shelas Mishmei the Rav Tishach Ludagan Ve'achad Achal Yerek Mitzdarfin. So Amr of Zera, Bamine the Rav Yehuda Shmona Mahu Shiva Mahu Amalei Lo Shna. So Shisha Vaday Lo Miboyle. So Amr the Rav Yirmiyah Shapar Ava Tali Yibaylecha Hasam Taim Mamai Mishum Dikaruba Hachanami Ikaruba. So the response was, well, why didn't you ask about Shisha, right? You should have been more like Avraham Avinu and kept up with the bargaining. So his line of thought, you know, Reb Zeira's was, Ruba de Minkar Boinan. Fascinating idea. So let's just discuss this for a second. There are areas in Halacha when we say straight Achre Rabin Lahatos, like Dine Mamanos. Other areas, Midaraisa, we say Lo Siya Achre Rabim Liraos. Right, Dine Nefashos. You can't have a majority of one. It has to be 13 to 10. So the discussion here in the Gemara is not so much an isolated discussion, but the discussion here in the Gemara really relates to the question of how often does Rov need to be just a regular Rov? So here we have a middle ground called the Ruba de Minkar. Ben Sion, how in your own terminology would you formulate the idea of a Ruba de Minkar? What is that? I mean, either it's majority or it's not. I mean, what's the point? Say, okay, you know, six, that's not enough. You know, we need at least seven to have eaten bread, and we could have three people who could have eaten their broccoli. Insert, you know, disparaging comment about the vegetable eaters here. So what's the notion of a Ruba de Minkar? So it ties into other areas of halacha as well. Ephraim Helfgott.
My sense is, you know, we said with nine that it's the way you kind of mean if it's nine different domestic asara. So my sense is that the way I understand that is because we're afraid people are going to like look in and see, oh, I'm getting bring a menu with nine people. So too, I think here, the reason we need Ruben and Minkar is because if it's a case where someone could like make a mistake and they don't actually mean a rove, so then we want to avoid that.
Okay, very well said. So there are basically two mahalchim in the lamdas about a ruba ruba de minkar is. So Ephraim took the more subjective approach, which is definitely a possibility, is that it's actually about appearances to a certain extent, right? Just like Ephraim was quoting appropriately, kim mechanfi, kim mevadri, it all depends on what the perception would be. Basically, we want people to know that this was a kaviyah suda al hapas. It's true, technically, you don't need everybody to have pas, but once you get away from Ruba de Minkar, you know, people start to think, what? You know, because let's say, Lishitas Hagra, those young ladies got together in Lazy Bean and they all had their cappuccinos that they're going to make a mezumin? I say Lishitas Hagra because, you know, he would say that it's a devar that's shayach altogether, right? But that's ridiculous, right? So we don't want people to think that, so you need a Ruba de Minkar. You know, Me'idach, what you might say is that that's not what Ruba de Minkar is. It's another way of formulating another very important principle in Halacha, is the difference between Amir and Amir HaMatzoy. Okay? So what is the general Lamdus? Who remembers? We've spoken about this in the past. Of Amir Cheno Matzoy. So let's say, you know, it comes up all the time with bug issues. So, you know, you say Savik Darai Selachomra. But if it's Amir Cheno Matzoy, what do we say?
You don't have to check.
Why not? Why not? Savik d'arayis l'chumra.
Because we're not actually, the halacha recognizes that. there's very little chance that it actually comes up.
So just reformulate in terms of lumdus. You're absolutely right. You're describing the correct halacha. It's okay. Not an exception to the rule of Savik Daraisa L'chumra. It's that...
It's the rule of Ha-Mivar.
There's no Leidas HaSafik. There's no Leidas HaSafik. You know, there's always, you know, chances in life. What, there's no chances in life? A few years ago, at my parents' block in Teaneck, there were these wild turkeys. I mean, they were vicious. They were like, you know, attack cars. I would try to visit my parents. They would surround me. And I didn't want to just, like, you know, drive. I mean, you know, Tzar Ba'alei Chaim. I just would sit there for, like, 15 minutes in the middle of it. I didn't know what to do. Turns out that they flew through a few blocks from my parents' house. They destroyed, like, somebody's home. They flew through the glass. I mean, there's like, a kamikaze attack. I don't even know how many of them survived. And there's this big issue with the insurance company. Because their homeowner's insurance actually did cover damage caused by birds. But there was a whole chakira, is a turkey really a bird? You know, is it kosher? You know, this whole discussion. It ended up being that they won. The insurance company was in the end. So, I mean, anything could happen. But, you know, if I were to say to somebody, you know, who's considering buying a home in Teaneck, you know, you talk to these people. I'm going to move from Riverdale or the West Side and say, you know, you just should be aware that your home might get destroyed by a attack of turkeys. To me, it's Sheino Matzo. Can't say that there's no chance it would happen. I mean, it has happened, but there's no Leidas HaSafik. Halacha doesn't allow us to see the world that way. So that's another way of thinking about, you know, these super roves, okay? So these are really interesting issues. And so more objectively, we would say that maybe the svara that Reb Zera had about Aruba de Minkar, it's almost like a misnomer. Minkar usually means, yeah, that other people can recognize, like Ephraim said. But Aruba de Minkar might be an internal shir. We don't care if there's nobody else in the world, but what we really want to do is objectively establish this as a su'udas pas, and therefore, you know, it's assuming you have the requisite number of people, you have, you know, with Elokeinu, you have Asara, and to define it as such, one needs a more overwhelming percentage. Okay, so issues of Rov are always really fascinating. Yanai Malka Umalkisa, who was he married to? Anybody happen to remember? Famous.
Shlom
Tzion Hamalka. She's got a street in Yerushalayim. I don't think he does. Yere Malka Umalkasa Krichu Rifta Behade Hadade. It's a fascinating when the king and queen sat down to eat together. Umidikatalahula Rabbanan, as we know from the Gemara Masechta Kiddushin, since he killed everybody except Shlom Sion's brother, Shimon ben Shetach. So he was the lone survivor. So there was no rabbi around. There's no rabbi around. Ah, who's gonna lead benching? Midikatalu Rabbanan, because they questioned his yichus as a kohen, right? Elazar ben Puira and Ishra Bilial Shemo. Midikatalu Rabbanan lo havalei inish lebruchaluhu amrla ledvisu man yoin lav gavra the mevarechlan. Who's going to find us? You know, somebody to make a zimun. You wonder if he was suspicious of Shlom Tzion. So she says to him. Says, well, if I can produce somebody to lead the benching, very bizarre person, you know, he's willing to kill all the chachamim, you know, but he wanted to be makbid in Birchas Haziman, you know, what can we say? The world is filled with such characters. So she says, I need a promise that you'll give him immunity. You know, it's a big risk that she was about to take for Birchas Hazimun. So he is willing to go along with it. This is way before your lifetime. But two of Saddam Hussein's sons-in-law defected from Iraq after the first Gulf War. And Saddam Hussein had his daughters call them up and say, you know, all is forgiven, come back. And let's just put it this way. All was not forgiven. Okay, so big chance that Shlom Tzion Hamalka takes. You can look up that story. So Yishtabele, you see, La, rather, so he says, okay, I'm over it. I see the Shimon ben Shetach, right, her brother. So Usve ben Tevedita, I'm sure Shimon ben Shetach was thrilled to be placed exactly in that spot. So Amar Lei, Chazis Kami Yekara Vidnalach. So Yanai said, aren't you honored to be sitting right here in this Makom Chashev, next to me, between the king and his wife? You can imagine Shimon ben Shetach saying, yes, there's no place I'd rather be. You know, lucky me. I'm so fortunate that I could be here to help you lead the benching. Now again, the halachic backstory here is that Shimon ben Shetach obviously wasn't at the meal. He was in hiding. So, you know, how is he exactly going to lead the benching? That's going to be the story here. So, Amarle, Chazis Kamikara, Vid Nalach, Amarle, Lavat Kamokrisli, Elo Raisehu Demokrili, Dechsev Salsala, Usirameka, Techabdeka, Ki Sichab Kena. So he says, now the reason that I'm leading the benching is not because you are a Mechabed me, it's because the Torah is Mechabed me. And, you know, that's why I deserve this honor. So Shimon ben Shetach is like, what can we say? He's not backing down. So Amar La, so, you know, Yanai starts complaining to his wife again. He's like, this guy is just, you know, he's totally disrespecting me. Amar La, kachazi, selo mekabel maros. So Yavile Kasa, they gave him the kos to lead the benching, the bruchai. So Amar, so Shimon ben Shetach says, what do you want me to say? Hey, chiyabrich, baruch shachal Yanai v'chaveirav? Right? You can't say baruch shachalnu mishalal, right? But he didn't need anything. Right? The only thing that has happened since he came to this banquet was, you know, he and Yanai traded insults, basically. Baruch shachal Yanai v'chaveirav mishalal. So shasya lahu kasa, so once he drank from the kos, yavule kasa charinu baruch. So he led benching, but on the basis of a kos shal yayin. It's almost like the shitas hagaonim or something. Kiddush Makom Seuda. Like, what is going on here? Very, very difficult to understand. Okay, so let's take a look over at Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi says, Yanai Malka, Mimalchi Ves Chashmonai, Bahari Chachma Yisrael, Shabo the Pastor Nakuna, Mesefta Kiddushin, Sal Salo, Sirom Melka, Save the Cross, Chabdecha, We'll see in a second. Back in the Gemara. Okay. Amr of Abba, Braid, Reb Chia bar Abba. Amr of Yochanan, or not. Shimon ben Shetach, the Avad. That really the halacha is that you couldn't simply use, you could not simply use this kos shel yayin. So Rashi says, "Ein adam modelo." Nobody would agree with Shimon ben Shetach in terms of this practice that the kos shel yayin was going to be sufficient. Ad sheyochal kizayis dagan. Very unusual style here in Rashi, as we're about to see. Umichiyochal kizayis dagan mia mapik. Avogav de kizayis dagan shira de rabbanan hu. Kidamar parak misha meso, as we saw. That them hemech miral atzman a kizayis vakabetza. Mio kevin de mechaybi de rabbanan mechiyavidavar. Karinan beimotzi rabbi de chobasan. Kaz mida raisa. You really need kidei sevi avachalta visavata verachta. So kizayis shall only be a shira de rabbanan. Vim tamar bekatan shigiv echirino chalu amar hachi. Ha afilim de rabbanan lemechayiv de ale de avu hu de rami lechinuchay. What's Rashi saying? An amazing Rashi. Yenison, we should be mechalik between a gavra that has a shira de rabbanan and a katan shigiv echirino. Why?
Oh.
It's a Lundish Rashi. The nature of chinuch is not a rabbinic extension saying the rabbis, the Torah said you're not obligated, but the rabbis said you're obligated because you're a smart young man. You know how to point towards the heavens, you know, and say, where is Hashem? And Hashem is there. So no. It's very lamish Rashi. He's saying that the nature of chinuch, the din is that it's really chal the father. Baal halach is gilos pasuk davka da achlo and ukizayas okebeitz de kavase v'achlo v'sabul umapik. You like the idea altogether because they're mechuyim in the rice and mechuyim in the rabbanon. V'yashar la'amida da yanai v'chaver v'achlo v'sabul. They have Kinu Shimon ben Shetach, and Shimon ben Shetach certainly wasn't at the level of Saviyah. Abba got to the Grameh with the Abad, time and Mishum, the Lachal Kazai's Dagan, Lachal Kazai's Dagan, Hachanami. So he doesn't like the Bahag at all. Right? He says, this Gemara is Dafka, right? It's a big Chiddush at the Das Yachid that a coast would work, that Shasiya would work, but it is Mashra from this Gemara that Kazai's Dagan would work under all circumstances. The Baal Lachos Gedolos does not go in that direction. Okay, so let's take a look at Tosos. Tisha she'achlu dagan ve'echad yerek mitzdarif in v'achi hilchasa she'echad achol yerek o'shasa kos yayin mitzdarif ve'afilu nevarech she'achalnu yicholin lomar she'rei she'siya b'chal achila. It's not a sheker because he drank a kos, that's enough. Mi'eche rotzen lomar da'hinu da'afka l'zimun asar ba'l l'shlosha. That's a difficult chiluk. Tosa says, "Miyubi Rishalmi, Yishlaim Shachlupas Echad Yerek Mizamnin V'chein Pasakri B'Tosefto V'Asar Mikutsi Mifarish Ein Halachos Abrais Di Rishalmi Chad Asher Masigal Hasam Masigir Rishim Gomliol Kolomar V'Rabbanon Poligi D'lo Mitzdar V'in Halachol Ki Yachid V'O Dimkin Kasher V'Yochan R'Yochan D'Hachan R'Yochanan Olamin Motziach Yochal Kizayis Dagan Ha Mitzdar Ev Shapir. But he can certainly be counted as the third member of Mizumin, afilu otam ela shesia, kivda de Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, over Yerushalmi, this would appear to be a stira, kamer Rabbi Yochanan, li olam in mizam de nach yochal kezayis, umashra afilu mitstarif, right, that's a credential that you need for even purposes of a tzir vela shramina, kan la asara. So it must be for purposes of asara. Yerushalmi ayri bizimun shlosha, Lahashlim Lasar, Filu Ika Shnaim, Ushosha Shashasu Mitzarfin, Ushisia Bechal Achila, Vilo Kaptina Ella Aruba Diminkar, as we saw previously in the Gemara. Okay, so Tosas raised some really interesting Svaros here, which are Mechalik between a standard Mizumin, maybe to require Achila and not Shasia, and maybe even Achila's Dagan, according to one view, and just getting to Asara. What about Achi Yochal Kazai's Dagan? Right, so we said that Rashi is cholik on the Bahag. So just turn to the next page. The first few lines in Tosfos are a little bit less significant. He quotes Rashi, and then he says, "V'kasha leperusho." This is just on the top of Amid Beis. Mikol makom kevon shenu min haTorah eno mosi acher mishem chuyavin. Right, sof kol sof. Right, if it's not a chiyav daraisa, how is it going to work? V'o dochak lomar v'kasha jigya lechinach. Right, as he says, if Rashi's lundus is really correct, and you guys have heard me say many times that I heard from Revilson that he tried to prove Lashita's Rambam that it depends on the mitzvah, but let's say you want to be a purist about it and say it's either or. He says, I don't understand. If the katan never really has a chiyuv derabanan, how could the katan ever be mevarech for his father? Balachos gedolos pirish the echad shachal kizayis and yachal otzi acherim shachal kidei tzviya. As Rashi says, the asid rabbanon poter the raisa, but kshelo achlu gam acherim akizayis poter some velohi. Tasam chinan ovda the yane vechavera vehem achlu kidei tzviya. Ve'afilu hachik chazin the kapad lo shemun mitcheta chalanir lechalek the katan sheno barachiyav kal the raisa. Afilu achal kidei tzviya hilka chinan mechuyav davar karina be'el kachlu ma'apikle yachal shir the raisa. But gadol. Right, you need to get hanah. Behind the time of the Chol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh, as Rashi quotes there, v'hu adin birkas hamazon avu mishiyatzamotzi k'depricious ukizayis dagan einu tzarech alas yuchal lomar shachal nemishalom. At the end of the day, he thinks Tosfos does that this line of having eaten Kizayis Dagan, you're only Motzi the Rabim. He thinks that that's actually not necessary in the end, other than to say, Shachalnu Mishalom. So the really, really important point here in Tosfos is not every Derabanan is created equal. And that we don't look at a Gavra, who's a Gavra Doraisa, who happens idiosyncratically because he didn't eat very much, to have a shir derabanan as the same as somebody who is not eligible for Torah level obligations bichlal. And that is a famous view of Tosfos. They say it in many different places. Tosfos here, Tosfos in Sukkah, make this very point. Okay, so back to the Gemara. Meisir Rishon LeOmer. You're just proving our point, right? You could be mitzarif, as we said before. You can make the mizumin. Itmar nami on Rechanabar Yehuda Bishmei the Rava. Afilu lo tabal imahem, it was there at the beginning of the meal, ala batsir, velo achal imahem, ala grogros achas mitzare, velohotzitz rabbin de chovatzan, emotzi achi ochal kizayis dagan. Fine. Amr of Chanabar Yudim Yishmei de Rava, hilchasa achal Allah, yerek, vishasa koshal yayin, mitzarev, mitzarev, lohotzi en emotzi achi ochal kizayis dagan. Okay. Now to some fundamentals of Birchas Hamazon. Amr of Nachman. So we need Birchas Hamazon in the Raisa, but the text, right, just like the Rambam says about a tefillah, it doesn't necessarily have to be a text midaraisa. Again, it takes on a daraisa status, but where did it all come from? So Moshe tikin leYisrael Birchas Hazan v'shara sheyarad lahem Haman. Yoshua appropriately tikin leHem Birchas Haaretz. Obviously, he was the one to nichnasu laaretz. David Shlomo tiknu bonei Yerushalayim. I love that idea. David tikan al Yisrael amechal Yisraelim yirecho Shlomo tikan al abayis hagadol v'akadosh. So he added those words, right? Because it was a continuum. David established Yerushalayim as the capital of the Jewish people. Very appropriate to be looking at this Gemara right now, just a few hours from Kafches Iyar, 53 years ago. Amazing reunification of Yerushalayim, capital of a Jewish state. Unbelievable. Shlomo Tikein Alabayas Hagadol VeAkadosh. That was the next step. Hatov VeAmeitiv Biyavne Tiknua. Excuse me. Kineged Aruge Beis. Our number of Masna Oso Yom Shenisnu Aruge Beis to the Kvura Tiknu Biyavne Hatov VeAmeitiv Hatov Shlo Yisrichu VeAmeitiv Shenisnu the Kvura. Tanur Rabbanan Seder Berchas Hamazon Kachi Bracha Rishona Berchas Hazan Shniya Berchas Haaretz Shlishis Bona Yerushalayim Revias Hatov VeAmeitiv VeShabbos Maschil BeNechama. In other words, in Rachem you stick in Ritzei. Umisayim bi nechama, there of, you know, bonei Yerushalayim. Ve'omer kedushas hayom be'emtza. Reblaz omer, ratzal omra bi nechama omra, birchas ha'amra omra, bebracha shetiknu chachami yavna omra, v'chami omra no omra lo bi nechama bilvad. So chachama anutanikama, so iki binayu b'dieved. Could be yotzei b'dieved, if you said it in the wrong place. So according to the Rabbanan Basrai, you would actually have to go back to the beginning. So this idea of Nechama, I think, is a very fascinating idea. So I wanted to take a look at Rashi and Tosfos. Shabbos, Maschil, Nechama. That's the Kedusha Sayyom Shabbos. Kolom Reino Tzarechol, L'Sayim, L'Laschil, B'Shol Shabbos, L'Maschil, M'Sayim, B'Nechama, Binyan Yerushalayim, Kari Nechama, Kol Heichi, L'Maschil, whether it's Rachem, B'Nachmenu. So Tosfos quotes it. Pirish HaKuntris, L'Davka, Maschil, M'Nechama, M'Sayim, El Kolom Reino Tzarechol, L'Laschil, B'Shol Shabbos, lo bepsicha v'lo b'nechama v'lo be'emtza v'lo maschal m'sayim nechamas Yerushalayim k'mo b'chol shomer rachem v'chosim b'nei Yerushalayim v'yesha maschilin b'nachmenu v'chosmim b'nechmas tzion yirecho Yerushalayim u'v'binyan Yerushalayim v'nosnim tam v'divrayim d'rachem hevi lashon t'china v'en omrim tachanunim b'shabes aval nachem enu lashon tachanunim ela k'mo v'yinachem ala ro ala mecha. Right, that you should change the present status. What's the difference? Whether you're saying you should have compassion or that you should change the current situation. So a person should not be to be mishana the normal bracha on Shabbos. He says it's just the way that the bracha is normally made, and you should let good enough be good enough in this case as well. Tadu Rabbanan, minayin lebirkas hamazon min haTorah shenamar v'chalta v'sevata v'rachta. Zo birkas hazan. Es Hashem lokecha, zo birkas hazimun, right? Because it's associated with Shem Hashem. That's what we've been talking about this whole parak, about, you know, glorifying Hashem's name in this context. Right. It says Shem Lokecha Zobirchas Hazimun. Al Haaretz Zobirchas Haaretz Hatova Zabona Yerushalayim V'chino Me'ar Tova Zavala Benon Asher Nasanlach Zoa Tova Emetiv. So any Achrav Lefana Binayin Amar Tikal V'chomer Kshu Sabeya Mevarech Shu Roiv L'Kol Shekein. Again, you can challenge Tikal V'chomer. Certain Svara is that if a person has to say thank you for Hana that they got, so surely, you know, when you're really desperate, you should have to say please for the food that you're about to receive. Okay, so Rabbi Omer and Utsarach, Ve'achav v'svad v'rachta, so zo birchas hazan. Aval birchas hazimun, migalul Hashem iti nafka. Al ha'aretz zo birchas ha'aretz, ha'tova b'nei Yerushalayim, b'chin Omer ha'tova z'lev l'amnon, ha'tova y'amit v'yavne tiknua. In the yalul achra, l'fanu b'nayin, tamad Omer asher nasan, once it's already yours. So that's even a bracha rishona. So Yitzchomer Nitzarech. Hare Omer Uveirach, Eslach Mechaves Mech, Altikri Uveirach, Ella U Barech. You should make the bracha. Vemasai Kare Lechem, Kodem Shiochalenu, before you eat it. Rabbi Nasan Omer Nitzarech. Hare Omer Kivoachem Ha'ir, Kain Tibzonu So, Beterm Yala Habamasa Lechol. The women, you know, talk to Shaul with such length. Why do the women just go on and on and on and on? Why can't they just say, you know, Shmuel's over there, he's about to, you know, lead the Zevach. So one of them is Lefisha Nashim Dabrani Osein. No translation required. Shmuel Amar Kedele Stakel V'yofio Shal Shaul D'chsev Mishchmo V'mal Gavo Mikol Am. But they were procrastinating their discussion with him so they could be in his presence. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lefishen Malchos Nogas V'Chaverta Afilu Kimlo Nima, right? Because you know the way that Malchos is set up is that you can't have any infringement. So Rashi says Lefishen Shmuel Hayamani Gets Yisrael Shoyan Dotol Sasra Mishadibar Shmuel Elav V'Orech Dvarim Ikev Lefi Shah. So again, it has to do with allowing each parnas to have his own space. Okay. V'en li lebirkas hamazon, birkas ha-torah minayin. Amar Rabbi Shmuel kavachomer, chayisha mevarech, chayelon haba, lo kol shekein. Obviously, you're going to have to make a brach on that. So Rabbi Chiya bar Nachmani, talmidosh Rabbi Shmuel, omer mishmum Rabbi Shmuel, enu tzarech, harehu omer, alartz tzavishanur sanach, lanomar, v'nalachas lucho, sevem ha-torah mitzvah. Fine. So again, that idea of it being a matana is a driving force. So Meir Omer Minayin Shikshim Shemvarech Al Torbekach Mavarech Al Ratan Belomar Asher Nasan Lach Hashem Lokecha Dayancha Bechol Din Shedancha Bein Mida Tova Bein Mida Puranis. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseir Omer In Utsarech Omer Tova Ha Tova Tova Zotara V'Chinor Miglech Tov Nesad V'Cham Torasi Al Tazovu. Okay. Ha Tova Zobin In Yerushalayim V'Chinor Omer Hahar Ha Tov Hazeh. Okay, so let's hold it up here, and God willing, we'll continue on with some of the issues of neschos and benching. Let me be in touch. I think we might be able, just schedule depending, to squeeze in a time on Monday, which I'd really like, just to, you know, make sure there's no reason not to. Probably not going to... maybe possible. For us to finish the parak by Shavuos, I'm not sure. But either way, we're absolutely in perfect condition for Hashem to finish the Masechta, B'Siyata D'Shmaya, well in advance of graduation. Okay, let's hold it up here, and we will see everybody tomorrow.
Thank you.